It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And it is Wednesday morning, which means one and one thing only. We go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, battling the snow and the elements this week, but regardless, how you doing?
Good, Rocco.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. Wanted to start with a story that you and Bruce Bishop were working on earlier this week and over the weekend. James Kimbrough, you guys had the latest on him, and I'll kind of let you rehash maybe what happened originally with the James Kimbrough story here, and, again, what is the latest with Mr. Kimbrough?
So real quickly, James Kimbrough is charged with shooting and, unfortunately, killing his ex-girlfriend. He's the father of two of her children. Her name is Milena Lopez from Lorain. She was shot and killed outside her workplace at McDonald's on Detroit Road in Sheffield back on January 6th. And Kimbrough, who was almost immediately a suspect, was not located for 3 months until he finally was located on Saturday in a duplex in Lorain. And he was taken into custody by bail bondsmen. And he's now had two appearances in court across Lorain County, is being held without bond in several cases, and then also on $1 million bond on the murder charges. And so, that's sort of the background. But basically, he's facing a number of very serious charges, including murder, burglary, domestic violence, many of these charges involving Milena Lopez and incidents of alleged violence that occurred between the two of them.
Yeah, just a very sad story here, no doubt about it. As you mentioned, the children involved, and we'll continue to follow along with how this all plays out in the courts. Again, hopefully we see the proper justice take place here. Wanted to move to another story from your colleague, Kevin Martin. He had this in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Another Monday City Council meeting in Elyria. Another debate, I guess you could call it, this time about the future of Pioneer Plaza. What's going on here, Dave?
Sure, a little controversy here. Some of the signs at Pioneer Plaza down on Broad Street in downtown Elyria were taken down, and there were, rightfully so, some concerns by residents, and also former Mayor Holly Brenda spoke up at City Council the other night to talk about ask questions about what was going on. And Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield said that there were some concerns about safety and about behavior at the park that was inappropriate, including people using it as a sort of an outdoor restroom, unfortunately, and some damages, some vandalism, things like that. He said that the future of the park is still very important. It's a tiny park. I think a lot of people driving past Pioneer Plaza have seen it used at. Actually, in the past, it was a farmer's market location, had bands, small bands play there, and just a place for people to sit and sort of enjoy the outdoors, downtown. This had been funded and built during Elyria's bicentennial, during the 2017 bicentennial, and the city got state funding, got a grant that made the plaza a reality, and now if there's any violation of that memorandum of understanding, of that understanding between the state and the city, former Mayor Brenda said, it's possible the city could be on the hook for that money, might have to pay it back. And Whitfield said he hadn't received any concerning phone calls, that he hadn't had anybody step up and say, hey, we're not, we're worried about what's going to happen with the park. So next door to the park is, the new main branch library right there downtown. There's a parking lot there. There's been some controversy about the use of the parking lot, whether or not, the Pioneer Plaza is going to even still exist. And basically Whitfield said, that's still the plan.
Wow, very interesting story here, no question. And, shout out to Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield. He continues to try and push this whole revival of the downtown area, and that certainly includes Pioneer Plaza. So we'll continue to follow along with that. And you can do so, of course, in the Chronicle Telegram, also available at chronicleT.com. Speaking of the Chronicle, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners be expecting to read in that Chronicle Telegram?
Well, some great news out of Oberlin. Teacher Kurt Russell won the National Teacher of the Year.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic, great story for Oberlin and for the community there, and for Lorain County at large. And that's a nice sort of happy story that we love to write about those kinds of things. And some more elections coverage as we ramp up towards the primary. This year, some more news out of the community protection team, a small increase in the number of COVID-19 cases. Again, we're still, COVID-19 is still out there. The coronavirus is still out there. And the county is still responding to cases of that. So more on that from myself and my colleagues in ChronicleT.com on the web and also in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
There you go. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or check out the latest at ChronicleT.com. And Dave, that is so cool to see Kurt Russell get that award for National Teacher of the Year for 2022. I've, of course, gotten to talk with him through our high school sports coverage here on WEOL, and I really can't think of anyone more deserving. I don't know if you got a chance to see the Oberlin School's Facebook page earlier this morning, but they had a video of, I guess it was students and faculty in this gymnasium, and it was almost like a March Madness reveal. Right when those small schools get their name revealed and they all go crazy and the camera pans, it was just like that. So, very, very cool achievement there for Mr. Kurt Russell and the entire Oberlin community. All right, Dave, let's have some fun here as we round out the interview. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, from our friends at the Boulder Daily Camera, from my buddy Mitchell Byers out there, and this one's from Lunchroom Tuesday. Hashtag scanner for the win. Quote, our suspect is hiding in a pine tree west of the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Well, that's, I don't know, some pretty thick needles I think you need there to really make that worth your while. Watch yourself, kind of pointy in there. But, well, entertaining scanner story, as always, from our friends out west. Thank you for that, Dave, and thank you for the insight into what's happening around Lorain County. Again, you can check out the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle by picking up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or going online to ChronicleT.com. Dave, thanks for your time, as always, man. Have a good week, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco.